Just then, three young girls entered the lobby. They were giggling and squealing. One of them pointed at Louis. "There he is," she screamed. "There he is. I'll get his autograph." The girls rushed up to Louis. The first girl held out a pad and pencil. "May I have your autograph?" she asked. Louis took the pencil. Very gracefully, he wrote Louis on the pad. More squeals, more giggles, and the girls rushed away. The clerk watched in silence. "There," said the boatman. "Is he a celebrity or isn't he?" The clerk hesitated. He was beginning to think he would have to give Louis a room. At this point, Louis had an idea. He lifted his trumpet and began to play an old song called "There's a Small Hotel." His tone was beautiful. Guests passing through the lobby paused to listen. The clerk leaned his elbows on the desk and listened attentively. The man behind the newsstand looked up and listened. People sitting upstairs in the lounge put down their cocktails and listened. The bellboys stared and listened. For a few minutes, everything stopped in the lobby while Louis played. He charmed everyone who could hear. Chambermaids in the bedrooms paused in their work to listen to the trumpet. It was a moment of sheer magic. As the song came to an end, people who knew the words sang them softly. "When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel together."